Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Mind is the Control Tower of Your Life.
Speak the word.
Saints, we are reminded to take every thought captive and to think on things that are pure, lovely, and true, as it says in Philippians 4:8. And I'm going to read this to you today, coming from the Passion Translation. It said, so keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. And fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising Him always. Hallelujah. Why do you think that God tells us to focus on these things? Why do you think that God tells us to focus on the things above? Well, you know, it's because God knows that the battle isn't just happening around us, but it's happening within us. It's happening within our minds. You know, think about this. A person can be totally free on the outside, but still be enslaved in his or her mind. Think about that. For example, a person could be surrounded by numerous opportunities, but if their mindset is full of fear, if it's full of insecurity or change, they will never take a step forward. They will never walk into what God has already prepared for them to walk in. He tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, and that's a really popular verse. I'm sure that so many people listening are familiar with that, and there's probably people listening that aren't. But it says, call on me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. I'm going to say that again. You know, he says he's got plans for you that you know nothing about. As I said in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call on me. He's saying, call on me, and I will answer you. So all you got to do is call out to God, and he says, I'll answer you. And he says, and when I'll answer you, he says, I'll tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. You know, God wants you to be transformed, brothers and sisters. He wants you to have a new mind, to think like He does. And He tells us this in Romans 12:2. You know, we have to understand that in Romans 12:2, where it says not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, I want you to understand it's not just advice. It is a divine command, a call to revolutionize the way that you think is what this verse is for. You know, brother and sister, every action begins with a thought. You probably never thought about that. But every decision that you make begins with a thought. Every step you take starts right here in your mind. If your thoughts are filled with doubt, your life will be filled with hesitation. If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose. I have this little book called You Are What You Believe. And as I said up here, it says, if your thoughts, that's what you believe, that's your thoughts. So if your thoughts are filled with doubt, your life is going to be filled with hesitation. If your mind is focused on fear, your life's going to be limited by anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life is going to be filled with purpose. And in this little book, as I've mentioned before, you can find it on my website. And there's other materials over there that can really benefit you. And remember this, like I said, if your faith is filled and rooted in faith, your life is going to be filled with purpose. Friends, your thoughts shape your reality. I want you to think about that. And what you think consistently determines your faith, determines your direction and your destiny. God orders our steps, and nothing in our journey is wasted. And this is something I'm going to repeat it twice. I want you to write this down. Your mindset determines your direction, not your circumstances. I want you to remember that. Your mindset is what is determining your direction, not your circumstances. So remember that. One of the greatest decisions the enemy has is to convince you and me that our circumstances are in charge. And our circumstances, brothers and sisters, are not in charge. In other words, things in the natural realm, but this is not true. We are spirit beings and operate in the supernatural, not the things that we see in the natural. But Satan wants you to focus on the things in the natural. This is how he tricks you. This is how he deceives you. This is how he fools you and pulls the wool over your eyes so you can't see the truth. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this world has put blinders on the non-believers so they can't see the truth. But I believe that he puts blinders on the Christians as well, you know, and blinders over their eyes so they can't see the truth either. But we have to keep in mind that we are spirit beings and operate in the supernatural, not the things that we see in the natural. But Satan wants you to focus on the things in the natural. In other words, brothers and sisters, he wants you to look at your bank account and say, I'm limited. Saints, this goes against God's word. It goes against God's word. It tells us in 2 Corinthians, you need to write this down. 2 Corinthians 9:8 in the New Living Translation says, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Now that's what God says. You know, that used to be one of my prayers when in the natural I was living on a fixed income. But I never saw myself that way. You know, you have to be extremely careful how you see yourself. There were so many things in my life that looked impossible, but I never saw myself that way. The enemy tried to have me focus on things in the natural, but I didn't. I have my book here. I carry it around with me sometimes. I have several of these, but this was my first one. And God was giving me things, and you might want to do the same thing. And as I would write down, things, for instance, and I would date it. I think this was dated in 06. And it says, the enemy defeated by the blood. And I would pray, and I would write this down. And also, as I would write it down, then I'd go back and I'd add the scriptures, because everything God gives me and gave me, it lines up with the scriptures. So I would write these things down, all the things that I'm doing today and Make the Word Alive and Speak the Word Ministry. These things he gave me back in 2004 and 5. And he said, not in putting my sins against me. And I say, Father, I thank you. My mistakes does not change your plans and purpose for my life. You know, we make plans. You know, the Word tells us that man plans his way, but God says he directs our steps, and believe me, that's the truth. You know, because as I said before, God will provide for you. But you have to be extremely careful how you see yourself. It's very important that you see yourself the way God sees you. And the way you do that is by focusing on His Word, listening to His Word, reading His Word, and speaking it out of your mouth. Remember that everything is voice activated. Everything that God has created responds to His voice.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank You that through Your Word, You created everything that we see, feel, or touch. And I thank You, Lord, that You created us with a mind that is sound. Help us to understand, Lord, that our minds have been programmed by the world around us through the things that we watch and listen to, and that these things are producing a different mindset, which will shape the words that we speak with our mouths and the beliefs that we hold in our hearts. Lord, help us to get a revelation of Your truth. And the truth is that You have created all of Your children to be speaking spirits, according to 2 Corinthians 4:13. It is through our thoughts that we speak. Our thoughts become words. Help us, Lord, to understand just how powerful our thought life is, that we have the power of life and death in our mouths. Help us to realize that we can use our tongues as a passkey that will unlock all the doors to healing and to finances and to things that we need. In the name of Jesus, I praise You and I thank You. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.